On the campus of Boise State University this morning with Mohammed. Mohammed, what are you studying?
International business.
Okay. And what year are you here?
Third year.
And what do you plan to do with that degree?
I'm going to go in political science field afterwards, and I'm going to go work in an embassy. Yep.
So I asked you the question, if you had 3 minutes to live, what would your last words be, and who would you say them to?
All right, my last words will be, Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah, and Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, and they're going to be for Allah, for God.
Okay, can you translate what you said, because I didn't understand most of it.
It means that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a prophet and a servant of God.
And what is, I take it obviously you're Muslim.
Yes.
Okay. Based on your religious beliefs, who is Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is a prophet of God.
And as a prophet, can a prophet tell a lie?
No.
No. Okay. Jesus said, you recognize the New Testament as part of the Word of God, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Was he telling the truth?
Through me, if you believe in his message that you have to believe in one God, yes.
Okay, that's not what he said. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. He didn't say, but through my message. He said, but through me.
Did he write that? And if you can find that in the book, that he claims that he's God, or pray for me, okay, but...
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Quran says that the New Testament is the Word of God and cannot be corrupted.
If you can get the original one, but not the ones you have nowadays. It's been rewritten by...
How do you know that?
Because I've looked into it. And
you've actually looked at the ancient manuscripts, the Greek and the Hebrew. You've compared them, the 25,000.
But the translation is wrong. There's a lot of things that's wrong. You can't say that Jesus is God. It doesn't say anywhere that pray for me, you know. Maybe it was written there, that's go through me, but never says, he never claims that he's God. He always...
Actually, he does.
Well, then that's wrong. That's wrong. Because...
Then you're disagreeing with the Quran.
No, I'm not.
Because the Quran says that the Bible cannot be corrupted. That the word of God cannot be corrupted.
Exactly. That's why the Quran is here. Because that message is safe. Because everybody memorized it. And nobody could, you know, write his own. And plus, when you look at it, who wrote the Bible? Okay, and if Jesus says he's God, okay, how can God die? Right?
Well, he was fully God and fully man at the same time.
It can't be.
He did. He was. He said he was.
All right. And if that was true, then how can it be like a bunch of Jews will kill God? You know? We pray for God, that is God, that nobody can, you know, kill him or do anything. When God say a word, it will happen. And that's it.
Right. And Jesus said, I will lay my life down and I will rise it up again on the third day. No one killed the Son of God. No one killed God in the flesh apart from his will, apart from him allowing that to happen so that he could pay the penalty for sinners like you and me.
But if he's God, he'll just forgive us. He don't have to pay any penalty.
On what basis can he forgive us?
If he is God, he can just allow us all to go to heaven.
Then he's not just.
If he was saying that, if he died, that he'll be just. You know, him killing himself or allowing the Jews to kill him is not going to allow us, all of us, to go to heaven. Just
well, not everyone is going to heaven.
Yeah.
Exactly. So on what basis does someone go to heaven?
And they believe in one God. But you can't believe in a God that other people can kill him. And plus, if he was God, how can he have a mother? You know, Mary gave birth to him. You know? So God is one, is defined. Have no partners, no sons, no daughters, no wives, nothing. He's only one.
Right. One God in three persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
It can't happen.
So how then is the God of Islam just if he is just going to forgive?
He's not going to just forgive. You believe in him, you'll go to heaven. You don't believe in him, you put partners with God. You're going to hell.
But where's the justice, though? Where's the justice for sin?
When you repent calling his name when you pray, when you do good to your mankind.
Muhammad, have you ever been in a human courtroom before?
Human courtroom?
Yeah, you know, a court of law here in the United States or elsewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were to stand before that judge and the judge asks you, Muhammad, what do you have to say for yourself? And you say, well, Your Honor, I'm really sorry for what I've done. I'm going to try not to do that again. And since I was arrested for breaking the law, I've done many good things to help my fellow man. Therefore, I think you should let me go. Is the judge going to let you go?
It depends on what I did. But
no, it doesn't depend on what you did. Because a good judge is not going to let you go. He's going to punish you according to the law you broke.
And so if I had some sins like that, I'll be punished too before I go to heaven.
Explain that to me. What do you mean by that?
Well, we all have to go through a path that takes us to heaven. And that will be above hell, the hellfire. And if we did all good, that path will be smooth and we'll be going straight to heaven. But if we did like some part wrong or something, we'll get burned right there where we're always standing. You know, and it depends on how bad we did. You know, some people will fall in that hell, in the hole.
But you believe God is perfect?
Of course.
God is holy and righteous and just?
Of course.
God's punishment for sin is an infinite punishment. If I were to lie to a small child, that child's not going to be able to punish me. If I go home and lie to my wife, I might end up sleeping on the couch. Lie here on campus, I could get kicked out of school. Lie to my boss, I could lose my job. Stand before a judge and lie to him, I might go to prison. It's the same offense, but what's changed is whom the offense is against. God is infinitely holy and righteous and just. Therefore, any sin against him is infinitely punishable by an infinitely holy God. You, me, anyone else trying to do good works to ameliorate our sin, to compensate for our sin, will never pay an infinite penalty for an infinite sin against God.
How Jesus dying will prevent us from that. We just believe in Jesus. Jesus wasn't the only prophet. So what about before Jesus comes? What about the people who died before and they believed in Moses? They're going to go to hell?
No, those who lived by faith, like Abraham, those who lived by faith looked forward to the coming of the Messiah. Those of us who know Jesus by faith look back to his sacrificial death, the shedding of his innocent blood, and his resurrection.
But as Muslims, we also look back and we look forward and we know the Messiah is coming and we know Jesus Christ will come at the end of day.
But he's already come.
He will come.
You don't believe Jesus has already come?
They put him on the cross and all that and they killed him. All right, that appears to them that they killed him, but God, you know, took his spirit up. So he's going to come back.
Actually, his body was raised. He walked among his disciples. For 40 days and 40 nights, the people saw him. They ate with him. They broke bread with him. It was not only his spirit that was raised. It was his body.
What I'm saying is that he didn't just die. He's not in the ground. So if you're saying that he took his body, it's the same thing. That's what I mean, that he didn't die.
He did die.
It appeared to them that they killed
him. No, he did die.
Okay.
He was certified as dead by the Roman soldiers when they went and broke the legs of the other two criminals who were on the crosses beside him. They did not break Jesus's leg to facilitate a more rapid death. They saw that he was already dead. They drove a spear through his side, piercing the pericardium, with blood and water pouring out, indicating death. He was dead. He was buried. He was prepared according to the Jewish customs for burial with almost 75 pounds of herbs and spices and other materials. And he was wrapped and he was laid in the tomb. He was dead.
Okay. So, but that still doesn't, you know, the conflict, or not a conflict, but the message is one. Believe in one God, with Abraham being the fathers of these messengers. Or like, you know what I mean? So they all had one message. We believe in one God. So you can't, you know.
It's not all the same message.
It is the same message.
No.
Then that means that we have so many gods.
Why? No, there is only one God. Okay. There is only one God. And that is why the Jewish people killed Jesus, because he asserted that he was God.
They killed many prophets before him too, because they had that same message and the same thing. They tried to kill.
So then Jesus was a liar.
He wasn't a liar.
Well, you can't have it both ways. You're contradicting yourself, Muhammad.
Well,
Jesus can't be exactly who he says he was and not be exactly who he says he was at the same time and in the same manner.
But you get the problem here. The Jews killed your God, or Jesus, and they wrote the Bible for you. So wherever they wrote, you can't trust that. So the...
Okay, again, you're contradicting your own faith. The Quran says that the Bible cannot be corrupted.
Okay.
That's what the Quran says.
It's been corrupted.
Then we can't trust the Quran.
Well, go find me that source that it says that. Well, Quran says the prophet won't lie.
Ken, do you know the... Do you know the reference? Okay.
It definitely says, not only does it say Muhammad, but it also says that the gospel cannot be corrupted, right?
Who wrote it? When did they write your gospel?
Within 30, 40 years of the events by eyewitnesses.
By eyewitnesses?
By eyewitnesses.
30, 40 years.
Eyewitness accounts.
How many Bibles are here nowadays?
There's many. How many Korans are there here today? There are many.
There's one. All these church, you look at them like we have four right there. They all believe in Jesus, but they all have different books. Why?
How do you know they all have different books?
I know they have different books because they don't associate.
They
told me, they showed me. Everybody have a different version of their own.
That's not true.
Their own Bible.
That's not true.
Well,
that's not true, Muhammad. It's just not true.
Okay.
You're building a straw man argument and you're cutting it down. You're putting up a false assertion, and then you're tearing it apart to make your point. That's
right.
Just not true.
If we bring all the books, they're going to be the same?
A Bible, yes. If they are Christian churches, they follow the Bible. They follow the Word of God.
And so we have the
LDS. They're not Christians.
Okay, and we have the Catholic.
They're not Christians.
Okay, but they all believe in Jesus. That's what I mean.
They believe in different Jesuses.
So,
just like the Muslims.
We don't believe in different Jesus.
Sure, you believe that Jesus was a prophet second to Muhammad, when in fact Jesus created Muhammad. And Muhammad stood before Jesus to be judged when he died.
Okay, and who created Jesus?
Nobody. He is eternally God. He was with the Father in creation.
Okay,
all things were... Right.
So that means there's a Father.
There's a Father, Son, Holy Spirit. No.
Okay.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. It's not polytheism. It is monotheism. It is one God in three persons. I can't tell you because it's the truth.
He can't be three persons. He can't be infinite persons.
How dare you question God?
I'm not questioning God. I'm questioning what you're saying to me. You know, you're telling me that Jesus is three. He can be God. He can be the Holy
Spirit. No, I'm saying Jesus is not the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not the Father. Jesus is God the Son. God the Father is God the Father. God the Holy Spirit is God the Holy Spirit. One God in three persons.
Okay, one God, three persons. Still, a bunch of Jews killed your God for you.
And he rose from the dead and defeated sin and death. And this is the God before whom you will one day stand to give an account.
I won't be standing in front of him.
You will.
I believe in him.
You don't. You believe in a God that you've created in your imagination
because
to suit yourself.
He's human. He eats. He sleeps. You know. And he had a mother.
Fully God and fully man and without sin.
Okay, so
unlike Muhammad, who was a sinner like the rest of us.
What did Muhammad do as a sin?
Well, one, he corrupted the Word of God by writing the Quran.
He didn't write the Quran. And how did he corrupt the Word of God?
Because it contradicts what the Word of God says. That Jesus is God. That salvation is by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone.
Okay, the end of days, we're all going to stand before God.
Yes.
And before we do that, Jesus is going to come, and he's going to tell you, and he's going to break that cross, and he's going to tell you, I'm not God, and I never said that word.
You've just blasphemed God. You're a blasphemer, Muhammad, and you're going to give an account for that. You've created a God in your imagination to suit yourself because you do not want to submit to the one true God because you suppress the truth by your unrighteousness.
Why would I want to submit for somebody was killed?
Because you actually hate God.
Why? But
why? Because it's your sinful human nature to hate God.
No.
And apart from Jesus Christ, you can't know him.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You're wrong.
I'm not. It's just that you don't believe the Word of God. And you love your sin. No, you wouldn't, Muhammad. You don't want to believe Muhammad. You actually believe
Who created Miriam? His mother. Who did?
God created her.
Okay. So why, if he created her, why did he have to create a son for her?
Allah is the one and only God.
Yeah, walk away. Go away.
God is the one and only God.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you guys.
He doesn't really believe that. He just wanted to be on film.
No, I believe it.
That's fine.
Allah, man. That's fine.
Yeah. You know as well as I do that they don't believe that.
I know.
Right, okay. Because
he's saying the right word, whether he believes it or not.
Okay. The reality is this, Muhammad.
Yeah.
you're going to die and stand before God and give an account for your life. Yes. And if you have ever lied, taken his name in vain, stolen, looked with lust, there's nothing you have done on this earth that will grant you forgiveness for your sins. You can never pay the sin debt that you owe to God.
So what was his message before he died? Before Jesus died?
Repent and believe the gospel.
There was no gospel. What gospel before he died?
He is the gospel.
He is the gospel.
Yes, Jesus Christ is the gospel. That God the Father sent his Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God, fully God, fully man, and without sin. And unlike you and me, Muhammad, he never once violated the law of God. He was and he is.
You're saying he never violated the word of God.
He never did. No.
So there's a God for him, right? You have a God.
He is God. And he condescended to take on the form of human flesh.
Why?
Because that was his plan for salvation. In order for the sins of man to be forgiven, the sacrifice had to be fully God, because only God can appease the wrath of God, and the sin and the sacrifice had to be fully man, because only man can pay the penalty for man's sins.
He can't send angels down. He don't have to.
But he didn't do that, and he couldn't send angels down, because angels are not fully God and fully man. Angels are created beings.
He don't have to. Everything is creation.
But he did what he did what he wanted to do. He did what he designed to do. He did what he predetermined to do from eternity past.
Did he create Moses before he created Jesus?
He never created Jesus. Jesus is fully God. Jesus is eternal.
So he created Moses.
The word of God, which the Quran says is true and cannot be corrupted, said that all things were created by him and through him and for him.
No.
Jesus. Yes, it does.
The Quran doesn't say that. Bring me a Quran and say
The New Testament, which the Quran says cannot be corrupted, says that.
Okay.
So your issue...
How can the Quran say that if there's a Quran? So if we have a perfect word of God, why there is a Quran?
That's not a question for me to answer. You're the one that has the dilemma.
Okay,
the Quran contradicts what you're telling me.
It doesn't. Okay? It never say that Jesus is God.
I know the Quran doesn't say that Jesus is God. It says that the New Testament cannot be corrupted.
Well,
it cannot. Not that it has been, but it cannot. And if God says that something cannot be corrupted, but man can still corrupt it, then God ceases to be God.
Okay.
And man becomes God at that point.
It's not corrupted. We don't have so many churches here. Okay, why do you have the cross? If he was killed on some by something else, or they put him on a wall or something, you will...
No, he died on the cross. The word of God says he died on the cross. The same word of God that the Quran says cannot be corrupted.
Do you think that he really want to come down and see all these crosses all over? That's how he was killed. You know, he didn't go and lay there.
How can you presume to know what God thinks?
Because it's logic. Even if
it's illogical.
Right? This person, we hang this person. Why are we using the rope for him? Just another example.
The word of God says that what is man? What is man that man should question him? Who are you?
Nobody
that you? Okay, but that's what you're doing right now.
I'm not, because I'm not questioning the one creator. I'm questioning the creation of the creator, which is. And I'm not even questioning him. I'm questioning the Bible nowadays, because it's Jews killed Jesus or put him on.
Actually, the Romans killed Jesus.
Okay, the Romans killed Jesus, and they put him on the cross. And you're telling me here to believe that I have to use the cross and I have to do like.
No,
like
I never said that. I never said that. I never told you to make some sign like the Catholics do. I never told you to believe in three gods. Okay, so. No one said you had to carry one.
He was.
No one said. Who said you had to carry one?
Okay, but why every Christian have one, or the Catholic have one?
I don't have one.
Okay, you don't have one.
Okay, well, see, Muhammad, what you're doing is you're making these superfluous, broad statements that everyone does this and everyone does that. Muhammad. Okay, so.
So why are we using the symbol of where Jesus was crucified on a church? And were you calling that a house of God or whatever you do? And how do you pray? How do you pray? When you go to church, how do you pray?
I pray to God.
How? What do you say?
What difference does it make? I pray to God. Because the veil of the temple was torn in two when Jesus died on the cross, and because God has provided only one mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ, I can go directly to him by faith and prayer.
I like what you said. You said he created a mediator between him and God.
I didn't say he created a mediator. No, I said there is one mediator between God and man. I did not say that he created one mediator between God and man. There is one mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ.
Okay, why would there be a mediator? Why can't we just pray to God? He's up there. Why?
Because our sin separates us from God.
What if somebody never sinned?
That's okay. That's okay. Show me the person. Right? The person doesn't exist. The only person who existed, who never lied, who never sinned in any way, was Jesus Christ the Lord, fully God and fully man and without sin.
Okay. What about the miracles that happens before him?
What about it?
What about these miracles?
God can do miracles.
Okay, but before Jesus, right?
Yeah. His
birth itself was a miracle.
Yes.
Right? So therefore, there's somebody before Jesus.
Okay. God has always existed.
We have Abraham, we have Moses, we have all these prophets. So why you're telling me I have to go through Jesus only?
Because that's what Jesus said.
That's wrong.
Okay. Well, then I know you don't believe that because you love your sin, and because you love your sin.
What's my sin?
Your sin is the denial of Jesus Christ as Lord. It's blasphemy.
We all know there'll be one day that we're all going to die and we're going to raise again in front of God. And he will question us by ourselves.
No, you're wrong about that. The day of judgment is not a court trial. The day of judgment is a day of sentencing.
Okay?
You have already been found guilty.
Okay.
The wrath of God already abides. No, according to the word of God. Because you have sinned, the wrath of God already abides on you.
Well,
when you stand before God, it will not be to argue your case. It will not be to lay good works at his feet. Because all those are but filthy rags and nothing but an attempt to bribe the judge of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, you will be sent to hell for all eternity for your sin.
I'll tell him.
You won't tell him anything.
Okay, well,
you won't say a thing to him. You'll be on your face because it's God. Yes, exactly. Exactly. No. God's omniscient. God knows everything he needs to know about you right now, Muhammad. He knows your every thought. He knows your every action. He knows your every word. Yes, he does. Yes. The word of God, the New Testament, which again the Quran affirms that is cannot be corrupted, said that Jesus knows the thoughts of men. He is omniscient.
We just said the New Testament. So what about the Old Testament?
The Old Testament is entirely true as well.
Okay. And what about
it is one the Quran is not true.
Why not?
Because it's not the word of God.
How do you know?
Because it does not testify that Jesus is alone the Messiah, that Jesus is God in the flesh, that Jesus died to take upon himself the punishment for the sins that you and I have committed against him, and that Jesus rose from the grave and is eternally God. The Quran blasphemes God because it testifies against him.
But it tells you the New Testament can be modified?
No, the Quran says that it can't be modified. So here's your dilemma. You're putting your trust in a book, okay? You're putting your trust in the Quran. You believe the Quran is true, and then you say the Quran is wrong when the Quran says that the Quran cannot, that the New Testament cannot be corrupted because it's been corrupted.
Find me that verse in the Quran. And bring it to me, and I'll be here. Next year, next week, you know, whenever, I'll be here. Got my name. I study in this.
So okay. So assuming that verse is there. Assuming that passage is there in the Quran, what do you do with it?
I want to ask you before I answer this. What does the Old Testament say about this New Testament?
The Old Testament doesn't say anything about the New Testament, but the Old Testament from Genesis through Malachi testifies to who the Messiah will be. That it will be Jesus Christ,
okay.
That he will be born of a virgin, that he will be born in Bethlehem, that he would die on the cross, that he would suffer at the hands of sinful people, and that he would pay a ransom through his shed blood. He would pay the ransom for many.
Okay.
The Old Testament, which is the word of God, all of it is the word of Christ. The word became flesh and dwelt among us in John 1. All of it, from Genesis 1:1 to the end of Revelation, all of it are the words of Jesus Christ.
Right.
It is a testimony of himself.
And do you know that there is, or should be, if the New Testament, if it wasn't modified, that there is another prophet that's going to come after Jesus?
The word of God says that two prophets will come in the end times, but they're not the Messiah. they're going to testify of the Messiah. There's only one Lord, there's only one Savior, and that is Jesus Christ. He is the creator of all things. He created Muhammad. He created every human being, and he alone is without sin, and he's God in the flesh, and he will judge in righteousness.
How come the Roman, his creation killed the creator?
Because that was God's eternal plan. The sacrifice, as I said, had to be fully God and fully man. Fully God to appease the wrath of God, and fully man to take the punishment for sinful man.
Sir, with all due respect, you can't have the creation kill the creator.
You can't say that.
I can't. I just said it. If you have a creator who created everything, how can a creation kill the creator?
Because he's one God in three persons. And God the Son humbled himself to take on the form of human flesh. Why? For his great love. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave the only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, God, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, had an earthly mother, but he did not have an earthly father.
Why?
Why? Because it was a miraculous conception. Because God, in a way that only God knows, caused Mary to be pregnant with the Son of God. Okay? It was not procreation with an earthly man because the sin of mankind flows through Adam, our federal head. Adam sinned, therefore sin entered into the world, therefore all men have sinned. We've all been born with a sin nature. All right? So Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, was fully human, having been birthed by Mary, his mother, and fully God, because Mary conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Fully God and fully man and without sin.
It can't be. But
it is. You just deny it. You suppress that truth by your unrighteousness.
No, I'm not denying anything. Okay.
In order for you to...
I believe how he was born. I believe.
No, you don't. You deny how he was born. You believe that he's merely a human being.
Yes, he is.
He's not. You blaspheme God.
And that's it.
No, he's God in the flesh.
Well, his powers were controlled. Bunch of Jews killed him.
His powers weren't controlled.
You know,
Jesus said to Pilate, you would have no authority unless it was given to you.
Okay. If God...
Jesus controlled all of that. And he submitted to the will... God the Son submitted to the will of God the Father so that sinful human beings like you and me could receive forgiveness of our sins.
Okay, so
because we can't atone for our own sins.
Right, so if he died because of our sins or your sin, okay, that means we can't sin all we want.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Guaranteed heaven?
No, it doesn't. We're not guaranteed heaven.
Why not?
Because
he had to do that and die.
Because unless you turn from your sin and put your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation, you will receive no forgiveness.
And you don't have to die. If either he died,
but he did.
Forgiving.
But he did, and you can't question God. That's what God did.
I'm questioning what you're telling me. I don't question the Creator, who created Jesus and everything.
You didn't know. You've just blasphemed God. You're creating a God in your own imagination to suit yourself.
Well, the bottom line, I'm not going to believe.
You won't believe until God allows you to believe. You're incapable of believing until God allows you to believe, because you're dead.
You can't have creation stronger than Creator. End of story. You know, creation isn't
stronger than the Creator.
You know?
Nothing happens outside of the will of God.
If you agree on that, how can you believe that Jesus was God?
Because he laid down his life as a ransom for many.
You don't have to.
He did. He did.
Yes,
and he controlled that. And you're telling God what he should and shouldn't do. You blaspheme God.
I'm not telling you. It's simple. You have a creator who creates everything. He's not going to have a creation kill him so that he can have this plan like you're telling me.
Yeah, you're calling God a liar.
I'm not calling God a liar.
You are.
Because Jesus wasn't God. And
he was.
Didn't say that.
You blasphemed him.
Okay.
It's been good talking to you, Muhammad. We're going to pray for your soul.
Right.
You have a good day.